I'm Nick Lippa here with Tim Brooks, founder of Expo 68. Tim, we're coming up on your one-year anniversary.
One-year anniversary. Yeah, it's been an amazing year. I think I've been very privileged to work with so many great talented artists in diverse groups in the area, which is I'm really always happy to work with. So it's a great great adventure. I'm really happy to be doing it, and I can't believe a year's gone by already.
One thing you set out to do is bring artists from all different types of communities together. You did a lot of collaboration with the Western New York Urban Arts Collective, as well as Jazz Buffalo. Can you talk about how that's all come together, and are you seeing an impact being made a year later?
Because they know our gallery, we're seeing people come back to the show. So we had people from the Urban Arts League who came out to other shows simply because they know of our existence and because they built friendships within the Buffalo Society of Artists. They built friendships with people from the South Towns. So we're creating those types of natural collections and the collaborations that are starting to happen where they just because they got introduced, they run into each other now and they see each other.
Something interesting about Expo 68 is that it's not a nonprofit. Can you talk about why that is?
Part of the reason why I opened up this Inn on Eastern Hills Mall was simply so that I didn't have to compete with the same nonprofit funds that everyone's trying to go for. I could have opened another nonprofit gallery, but instead I said, let's make it a commercial gallery and let's let the store fund the gallery versus constantly having to compete for the same limited resources. At the same time, there is a creative discipline in the design world. There's a creative discipline in the artisan world that is just as important as the creative process to make a painting. And we can learn so much from each other.
Yeah, that's right. One of the things that you do is you also sell jewelry, soap, shoes, other things that are smaller, not as big of paintings for people to come in and buy.
Not everybody can afford a $1,000 piece of art. Not everybody can afford a $3,000 piece of art. A lot of people can't afford even a $100 piece of art. But if you come and buy a $20 product off the shelf, you can still be supporting the art community just as much as if you were to buy the piece of art.
And at the end of the day, it's a place in the Eastern Hills Mall where you can go look at art.
In the art community, there's two things I've discovered in Buffalo. Is that number one, people put too much value on their work by the very fact whether or not somebody sells it or not, whether somebody buys it. You can't get your satisfaction out of the sell of your work. It's got to come from the creation of the work.
So your plans to collaborate are continuing, and give us an update of what's happened in this May.
So in May, we have our one-year anniversary, and I'm really excited about it because, once again, like we said, we are trying to do it cross-discipline. This is an idea that I started with about actually a second month into the existence of Expo 68. We started this idea of literature and creative writing. Me personally, I'm not a writer, but I appreciate the work it takes into making a writing. So this exhibition that we're doing, we've selected 19 different writers, and some of the work we're doing we've sent to artists, and artists have interpreted the writing. But sometimes there were pieces that were an artist and a writer were thinking about the same ideas. So some of the work is actually inspired by each other, and some of it is just joining the same conversation, because that's what creativity does. We're just expressing ourselves in different ways.
I know you always hear trying to push yourself as an artist, but I can imagine this was outside of the comfort zone for some people when working on this.
A writer thinks very differently than I do. I'm actually dyslexic, so it's reading things were a bit of a challenge to start with, But I love hearing that. But because a writer thinks very differently than I do. I tend to think in pictures. They tend to think in words. And to have that cross dialogue opens up my ideas. It opens up my mind.